Blog Talk Radio.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Michael Long, and we are so glad that you are here. That's right. A week from now, we'll all be with family, friends, what have you, our pets, and celebrating Christmas. That's hard to believe for me, at least, that it's that soon. It's wow. So just so you all know, Journey and Light listeners, who I know many have listened to this show for a long time, Some of them briefly, some of them months and years. Anyway, we've been here 9 years, but the schedule for the next 2 weeks will be we'll be off on Sundays because next week is Christmas Day, and then the next week is New Year's Day. So we will be back live on Sundays starting the 8th of January. Most of our programming will be back live. We'll be live all week this week. the last week of December. We will be taking off, as we do each year, to let our people who help the show and also our guests have some time off, including myself, so that the first and second week of January, we are here back with our current guest, and a lot of new guests will be joining us here in January, which I know you're going to love. So your favorites are coming back, and a lot of new guests who will be your favorites will be here in the new year of 2017. So right now, though, we have a live show and coming to you. We got a guest with us here that we always enjoy bringing on from Canada. Psychic medium Kendra Walbaum is our guest, and she'll be taking your calls for this whole show here after our topic of love. That's a beautiful topic for this time of year, right? And because a lot of times I think we lose the meaning of the season when we're all wrapped up in gifts and the mall and everything else, and we're forgetting love and the connection to, I think, God is important. Whatever God is to you, that's important. That's why I always spend Christmas Eve when I go to Mass, usually a midnight Mass, and it's a really important time for me. So, and we all have our traditions that are important to each and one of us. So it's a beautiful thing, and I may be doing a Christmas Eve show here with you guys, the listeners, and myself, and just kind of expressing some happy Christmas thoughts. So anyway, the good number to call on in to speak to Kendra is 347-884-8245 is the number. And press the 1 on your phone. I'll be coming to you in the screening room, so please be by your phone so that we may get your information there. And let's see here. Okay, looks like I need to go back my guest here. Okay, she got disconnected. Okay, so I'm going to... and stay where you're at, everybody. We're going to bring Kendra right into the show here. We're going to bring her in live here, and we're just going to dial her up. I'm going to show you how this works when we dial in our guest here. There we go. Usually you guys don't hear this, but
hello.
Hey, Kendra, you are live on Journey into the Light. Welcome.
I'm so sorry. I got a new headset, and apparently you don't touch that button.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
All right. Okay. How are you tonight?
Hey, we're doing good. So how cold up is it up there in Canada? I know it's cold down here in the States, but...
minus 40 degrees Celsius.
Oh, wow. Wonder what that is Fahrenheit. I'll have to check that out.
It's cold. Like, I'm talking, like, exposed skin frostbite in, like, 3 minutes. So.
Yeah. Wow. That's, I know it's cold, you know, down here today, tonight, you know, in Oklahoma, I'm pretty far south. The low tonight, this morning, was 5 degrees. 5 degrees. So, that is
cold
here. But not as cold as 40 below Celsius.
Yes, it's frosty.
Yeah, to say the least. So you're speaking today about love, is that right?
Yeah, I just figured before everyone gets together for the second round of holidays, since Thanksgiving just happened and Christmas is coming about and Hanukkah and all the other holidays that happen around this time, and families are getting together and spending more time together and in each other's space, I thought it would just be a really good refresher to remind people about love and what love really is, as opposed to the idea and the views that society's kind of placed on everybody as to what love should look like and how we should, you know, perceive it and portray it in a sense.
Well, great, great. I think that's a great idea to get the really meaning behind Christmas. So, yeah, so go ahead. I'll step aside.
All right. So basically, I'm just going to talk about love and what love means. So for all the listeners out there, I just want you to really get clear with yourself. Ask yourself, what does love mean to me? So when you truly love somebody, and I'm not just talking romantically, I'm talking platonically, I'm talking familially, I'm talking friendship, coworker. Love is the same for everything. It's just the actions behind it. Now, love is about acceptance. True love in any way, shape, or form, in any type of relationship, and I'm just going to digress here for a minute because people confuse relationships. When they think about relationships, they automatically think right to romantic relationships, and that's not the only type of relationship that has love. All of the ones that I listed previously have love, and you also have, you know, love towards your children and those sorts of things. So I'm just going to ask you, what does love mean to you? Now, true love is actually about acceptance. It actually comes without judgment and complete acceptance and allowing someone to be themselves and allow, you know, them, you know, being in total allowance of who they are at this point in time on their journey. Most people don't understand that it is a privilege to love somebody and it is a privilege to be loved. So when we hold space for someone, we are loving them. We are loving them. We are letting them fight through their journey, fight through their battles, you know, giving them room to grow and totally accepting them for who they are. Lots of people will say to me, oh, well, if my partner loved me. Oh, well, if my mother loved me. Oh, well, if my friend loved me. Oh, you know, this, that, they would do these certain things. That's very far from the truth. Just because someone's not acting or doing or saying things the way you would or the way you want or the way you expect or, you know, does not mean that they love you. They don't love you. It just means that they're in a different place. It also means that maybe you portray love differently than they do. Learning people's love language is extremely important. You know, some people may portray love better with physical touch. Some people may need to hear it. Some people may need to receive gifts. Some people may need you know, emotion, more emotion. In order for you to tap into and truly be happy with any type of relationship in your life, you need to teach people your love language and be clear with it. Some people may need combinations. I believe there's a book out there called The Five Love Languages, and it is a good book to read. I haven't read it myself. I've just heard about it. The other thing, too, is so when you're getting together with family, you know, being in total allowance for everyone to be who they are, you don't have to agree with someone to love them. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. That comes into total allowance, allowing people to be who they are, where they are at on their journey. We're all entitled to have our own opinions. We all are entitled to perceive different situations differently, because it's a reflection of where we're at on our journey. I recently had a client who called me with questions about her relationship with her husband. You know, and she said, well, if he loved me, he would just do these things for me. And I explained to her, I said, that's not true. If you loved your husband, you would allow him to be himself. Him not accompanying you on a trip to the store, on a vacation, on, you know, somewhere, anywhere, him not giving you a gift on your anniversary, those sorts of things, that's an expectation you have of him. That does not mean that he does not love you. Maybe going on a hot trip or going to the grocery store doesn't add to his joy daily. If it does not add to his joy daily, would you want him accompanying you so he was miserable the whole time? you know, learning to acknowledge and receive the love that someone is able to give you is extremely important. I just think that people need to understand love is actually acceptance. Love is actually allowing total allowance of letting people be who they are, where they're at on their journey, and you love them anyway. It can be extremely hard to watch someone that you love, you know, go down the path, and you can see that they're heading in the wrong direction and there's nothing you can do about it. And you might see them heading in the wrong direction and getting sent back a million times, and their path is so clear to you. And all you want to do is take them and shake them and tell them, like, how can you not see this? But the best thing you can do for them is to love them anyway, to send them love and to send them that energy that helps propel them towards the path that they need to be going down, that helps to encourage them to keep trying every time they get turned back until they can figure it out, allowing them to be who they are and to learn the lessons they need to learn in order to, you know, get set on the right path. That's the most important part of love, is, you know, just being there, supporting and not judging, coming from a place of non-judgment. So just remember, when you're getting together with your family for the holidays, you know, you guys may only get together a few times a year, arguments and opinions happen, and don't allow those things to take over and feed into a negative energy. Remind yourself, I love these people. I support them. I'm going to be in total of allowance of them, and I'm only here for a short time, so let's make the best of it. So, you know, don't, if you head in with this attitude into any relationship, into any situation, it can allow you to come out feeling fulfilled and joyful and not allowing anyone to bring you down, but just exuding your love as much as you can. And so that's what I have to say, and so that's everything. I guess I will head into taking some callers now.
Okay, great. Thank you for that very much. That was great, great for the season especially. And I wanted to add, Kendra, you did say you're at 40 below Celsius right now?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that is when you get that low of a temperature Celsius, that equals Fahrenheit. That's where it evens out. So that's actually, for all the people listening here in the States, that is 40 below Fahrenheit. So that is, golly, that's extremely cold. And you must be way up there north in Canada. I know where you're at now. I mean, you are.
I'm not actually that north. I'm actually
really?
Only about 2 hours from the border to North Dakota.
Really? Okay. So you're 2 hours
yeah.
north of North Dakota. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, at least you're closer. You're not out there and I don't know what they call that up there, but way up north where they have those no man land, and it's just really
yeah.
cold. I was going to say, like, is there people around where you live? Or
yes, lots of people.
Lots of people. Okay, great. All right. Well, I don't know how you guys, like, is your car, like, you have to what, plug your cars in overnight if you're outside?
Oh,
outside?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I remember doing that sort of, you know, when I lived in Nebraska, we had to do that too. Not as much. You guys do it every night. But there was a few times here in Oklahoma, no one knows what that even is. But they're like, what? But I remember once, and kind of digressing a little bit, I remember when I was about 20, and I came home from college one day, and I went up to Norfolk, up in northern part of Nebraska, and to spend the holidays. And one night it got where the low was like, it was about 15, 20 below, and the next day it didn't even get above zero. So my car, even being jumped, didn't even start. So it was dead for like 2 days. And finally the next day, 2 days later, it got above zero. I think it got to 15, and it felt like, you know, really hot outside, and my car finally started. So, yeah. But I didn't plug my car in because I didn't have that adapter there at that location.
Right.
So, yeah. All right, a little winter trivia there. Okay, let's go on to our calls. And we do have a lot of calls. We do appreciate all of you. If anybody wants to hop on in the chat room, you can go in there now, put in your area code, and I'll bring you up next just for coming in the chat room and saying hi. How about that? So you got that available to you as well. Let's go to our first call in New York. 212, welcome. Can we get your first name, please?
Yes, hi, Michael. This is Bryn calling.
Hello, Bryn.
Hi there. Happy holidays to you, and yes, Happy New Year, if I don't hear you before then. hi, Kendra. This is Bryn.
Hello, Bryn.
Hi there. So my question is, I've been really trying at times to, I feel I'm going to be doing this, soul portraits. Now, I've done artwork before, but this is a different way of doing it, and I don't feel like I'm getting it, or I'm not listening to my guides correctly. And my question is, do you feel it's going to click for me? Because at some point I want to make it public so I can really kind of have it take off. And I just want
so
to say,
you want to know if you are kind of heading down the right path with that? Is that the question?
Yeah, if it's going to take off and I'm going to be able to make it public, you know. I mean, I'm not too sure if I'm getting it the way that
okay.
my guides are. So that's it.
Okay, and it's self-portraits? Is that what you said?
No, it's soul portraits. Like,
so, oh,
I would
soul
have,
portraits.
I would say, like,
okay.
have a photograph of somebody. I'd
yes.
tune in to their energy field, and I'd get the symbols or guides or animal spirits.
Oh yeah, no, I absolutely, I know exactly what you're talking about. I work with some spiritual artists, so absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, I just misunderstood. Okay, perfect. I will have a peek here, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
Okay, so it's coming. They're showing me from the beginning to the end winter, so I'm going to say it's going to take all winter for you to get this.
Okay.
Okay, before it
right.
takes off. So when does the seasons change? March 21st?
Well, yeah, I think there's like, you know,
so I'm going to say that from now until March 21st, don't expect it to happen before then. It doesn't mean it can't, but
right.
that's going to be the growth period just because they're showing me beginning to end winter, okay? So the first thing that comes up about it is you don't feel there's something blocking you.
Right.
With
like
deserving.
Okay.
Like deserving. It's like the
oh.
deservingness. Like you're not owning the entitlement to have the privilege to do that. Does that make sense to you?
It could,
it's a confidence
yeah, yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that would be a possible ingredient.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's about creation. So you're that lack of confidence is not allowing your creation to flow. Are you, the interesting thing that's showing up to me is an owl and he's upside down. So you're not trusting your own inner wisdom. You're not trusting your guides. Is that true?
That's possible. I mean, yeah, that could be true.
You're not trusting what you're not trusting what you're getting. Something
like
that they're showing
like
me that's
second guess or something. I second guess.
Yes, and they're showing me that what's happening behind the scenes right now. So in that time frame until March, when did you start this?
Well, it's been on and off for like a year or two, and of course, I have other things in my life I need to do. So ideally, I'd like to approach it every day, but I don't end up doing that because I have other things, you know.
Well, they're showing me the numbers 3 and 2, and they add up to 5. So I'm just wondering if December, January, February, March is 4 months, so come into April. I'm just wondering if that's not 5 months from now. I'm not sure, but, and also the number 5 is about change coming.
Okay.
And they're showing me that this is happening behind the scenes. So there's transformation happening in the way you receive energy over this winter period. So it's being patient with yourself and just letting it come.
Okay.
So the other thing they want you to know is that you're actually completely guided and supported in this.
Right.
The one thing that keeps coming up really strong is, you know, what you need to do for yourself is some self-reflection to unblock yourself.
Right.
So whatever's holding that confidence back, and honestly, it's coming up as an emotional thing.
Okay.
So
that's very helpful. Yeah, for sure.
It does it help you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it focuses in on what I have to, kind of look at, that aspect of myself, of my belief about myself and all that. Yeah.
Right. And the next thing that, like, the secret they want to share with you about the whole situation is you need to have more patience with yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's
so
relevant.
You really need to... Well, you really need to step into some stillness because that's where you're going to find the answers.
Right. That makes sense.
Okay. It's telling me that at the end you receive. So, and the number 20 is coming up really strong. So I did say March 21st. So, hang in there and just let yourself receive the information.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Thank you so much. It's
You're so
helpful.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Have
a good evening.
Good holiday and a great new year for you and Michael there.
You as well.
Okay. Happy holidays, Bryn.
Take care, Michael.
Take care,
bye-bye.
My friend. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bryn's been a loyal listener of Journey in Light for a number of years, so I want to wish him a Merry Christmas. And again, as I said earlier, if you go into the chat room, a lot of callers will bring you up next, and that is what our next caller is coming up from the chat room. So you might want to hop on in there. Just go to the show. It's easy to get in the chat room. Just go to the show. Click on the show link. It's go to Journey in the Light if you don't have the Pacific link. The show will be listed live. Click on the show. Right below the audio, the chat room will appear, okay? And just type in your area code and first name, say hi, or whatever you want to do. And just a reminder, we do have one other final show tonight, and that's in 90 minutes, so it's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time with Ivory Angelic. We'll be taking your calls then as well. Let's go up to Canada and bring Donna into the show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello, Donna. How can I help you?
I have a question about a man named Chris. I sent him some messages earlier today of things that were kind of on my mind, kind of bothering me. And, so I just want to know if you feel if that will push him away, or do you see him staying in my life and us seeing each other?
Okay, let me see. Okay. What they're showing me is that things that are bothering you are actually your perception of things. They're not actually what's happening. Whether or not he's going to stay, they're not giving me an answer to that. Let me see what else. I'm going to tell you this as nicely as I can. You're a terrible receiver. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Because what they're showing me is that you want to receive things the way you want to receive them. You're not open to receiving them the way he's able to give them to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so that makes you the terrible receiver, okay? Actually, it's what I talked about in the beginning of the show, is learning someone's love language, learning how they can care about you and how they can't. Spirit's actually been showing you signs about this. They've been trying to help you with it, and you are dismissing it because you're trying to control the situation the way you want it to happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's going to take all winter for you to get anything. Now, remember, it's Mercury retrograde right now. Okay, so it's a time to relook at things. Redo, revise, revamp, you know, go within, reevaluate how you're perceiving things, you know, what you can do to fix that. Does that make sense to you? Just because the energies are shifting right now, too. So this isn't a good time for communication because it's going to cause communication problems.
So did I push him away by the things that I said?
I don't want to say you pushed him away, but I do feel like it feels very heavy to me in my stomach, which means you're just going to need to give him some time. To process. Okay. So I'm just going to have another quick peek here to help you with this here. Does he have dark hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause they're showing me a dark haired man. So I don't know. Is he extremely occupied with work?
Yeah.
Cause they're giving me the, symbol for material wealth. So are you just panicking because you haven't heard from him?
Well, we had seen each other in the summertime, and then he all of a sudden just stopped and said, you know, I'm going to be busy with work for the next 3 months. And he's like, oh,
right.
Let me, you know, ask me like around Christmas time. So I've been asking him lately, like, okay, so when can we get together? And he's not like answering my question, and it's getting to the point where, you know, like I feel very vulnerable because he's not
okay, but that's okay that you're vulnerable.
And I'm so I just said to him, you know, like I'm feeling very vulnerable, and you know, why can't you tell me? And so I, you know, I've said those kinds of things to him, like, why can't you tell me? Because, you know, I'm feeling vulnerable, and maybe I'll leave it in your hands because.
And that's what you need to do. He is working out things for himself. Spirit's giving you signs. I am just going to see if they'll ask me Okay. I am being shown. I'm not. Where do you live, Donna? What city?
Near Ottawa.
Near Ottawa? Because they keep showing me, it looks like a hawk. So I don't know if that's a sign that you're being given. Because they're giving you clear symbols. They're really trying to guide you. You're actually so emotionally distraught, your energy isn't coming through very clear. That's why I can't be very precise with you right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... this is a time for you to... Okay, so what they're telling me is that there's some type of transformation that needs to happen inside of you. Okay, so putting yourself out there, asking for what you want, asking for what it is that you need, and allowing yourself to be vulnerable is actually what needs to happen in order for you to grow from this. But you have to do it without expectation, which means you put it out there and you continue living your life. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? It's very hard to do a lot of the time, but, you know, sitting around waiting isn't helping the situation. If you want to see someone, go ahead and see some other people. It doesn't mean he's not going to come around, but it just means you have to express your wants and needs. And you have to continue living your journey in a way that fulfills you.
That's what I've been doing. Like, I guess that's what I did, was express to him, you know, like, that I was vulnerable and that, you know, what it is that I need and what it is that I want and how I view the situation. And, you know, said I'm, you know, going to leave it in your hands because I'm just feeling too vulnerable.
Right.
You know, because I've asked him a few times and it's like I need... You know,
yep.
So I feel, in a way, I think I should be saying the things that I'm saying, but I don't know.
Right.
But I always feel bad after I say it, that maybe I shouldn't have said it, you know, but I probably should.
Sometimes I don't like to give time frames when I'm not certain, but the number 5 keeps coming up. So I don't know if that's 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, or if it's actually an indication of change just because the rest of the energy is so unclear for me. So just maybe keep that in the back of your head. I don't want you to walk away thinking you're going to hear from him in 5 days and then be disappointed. But if that number keeps coming up, just remember that. I've pulled 2 tarot cards just to see if I could get some more clear information just from what I'm receiving.
Yeah.
And they both come up with the number 5, and one was the Tower card as well, which is about change. Okay. So something's changing right now within the energy, within you and within him. And you just need to let that happen and just continue on. Continue on forward. Pardon me?
Is it a positive change?
Absolutely. It's a positive change. Yeah. This is it's a really big time of transformation. So. Change is actually never bad, right? It's all about perception.
Do you see that?
Okay, we got to move on to our next. I'm sorry. We've gone. We got to get to our next callers. Donna, okay?
Oh, sorry, I just wanted to know if you saw him coming back around, that's all.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a quick
I already told you I'm not 100% positive.
Okay, thanks, Donna.
Okay, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Okay, we just have so many callers, folks, that we got to even keep it shorter than that call there, but we do appreciate you, Donna. Let's go next here to... Pennsylvania. We're going to bring in Mandy to the show. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking.
How can I help?
I'm calling tonight to see if you could give me any insight on my newborn's father. I just had a baby on the 11th of last month.
Okay. Have there been some false promises? Has there been false promises? False promises?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah, that came up right. That came up before you even told me his name, so we have a good connection.
Okay.
What I'm going to tell you is that this is like a natural law that's taking place with him. He is going through a cycle of, like, a natural law of the universe, like it's divine order. He's going through a cycle of growth, and so are you.
Okay.
And he's over-exercising his free will. And so what is it exactly you want to know? Because you just said you want to know about him.
I guess because he sends so many mixed signals, and as you stated, the false promises, you know, he's just continuously says one thing but then doesn't back it up with action. So I feel like he's kind of comes across to me as stringing along. I feel like he lies to my face since nothing comes through. So I don't know.
It's honestly because he's lost.
Okay.
He doesn't really know his purpose or his place here. So that whole thing with the false promises, it could change. I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been dreaming about this? Because they keep showing me dreams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. So I would really
the clarity, because even if, because I mean, we do have a newborn together, and it's
mm-hmm.
just something has to change.
Exactly. So you need to do what you need to take care of you, because he's creating illusions for you, and that's not healthy. Does that make sense?
It looks like we lost Mandy. Check my board here. Your call dropped. Sometimes happens, but okay. Well, if she pops back in, we'll take her back, but we'll otherwise go to our next call. But before we do that, Kendra, tell the folks how people can find you to get private sessions with you.
You can find me at www.surpriseyourspirit.com. You can also find me on facebook.com/surpriseyourspirit. That's my Facebook business page. You can also email me at Kendra@surpriseyourspirit.com. You can also find me on YouTube at Surprise Your Spirit. I have a channel there. And yeah, if you would like a reading, there's a list of services on my Facebook page as well as on my website. There's also a contact form on my website if you didn't get my email. That will go directly to my Surprise Your Spirit email. And you can ask, you know, you can ask any questions about services, book appointment times through there with me, arrange a session, any of those sorts of things. So again, that's surpriseyourspirit.com or on Facebook at Surprise Your Spirit.
Okay, very good. All the links are here on the show page. And I think we got Mandy back on the line so we can wrap up here and go before we go to our next caller in a minute. Mandy, is that you here?
Yes, it's me, Michael. Okay. Sorry, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Oh, that happens.
Okay. So, Mandy, what I was saying is you need to do what you need to do, because if you continue this way, he's just going to keep I don't want to say it's a game, because it's not a game, okay? Like, people perceive these things as games sometimes, It's just that he's lost, okay? So you need to respect that, and you need to continue moving forward the way you need to do it. He's either going to catch up or, you know, kind of whittle out, because you're the one who has the power to change the energy in this, and that's what happens. The energy pattern needs to change, okay?
And how do you suggest, again, that I get about doing that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question, because you have to change the patterns that are happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you keep asking and he keeps lying, then why do you keep asking? Don't bother asking. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Or start calling him out. Start calling him out on his lies. And then, like, why do you keep allowing yourself to have that treatment? Does that make sense? You're attracting what you feel you deserve. So take a deep look inside of you and ask yourself, what do me and my newborn deserve? Not that. Okay?
Right.
But just understand that it needs to come from a place of compassion, because it's not actually, he's not intentionally doing it to hurt you. Okay? Like, he's not a game player. That's not how he's showing up to me. Like,
okay.
He's just for fun. He is extremely confused in his life. He
doesn't mean anything that he says to me? I mean, or like...
I don't think he even knows about himself. Does that make sense? He's not 100% sure of himself, so can he truly mean that when you're not 100% sure of yourself? He's
mm-hmm.
not saying it to hurt you, though. Like, he's not trying to feed you on a line. It's just... he's trying to do the best that he can, not understanding that it actually hurts you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that's the best way that I can show you. If he was coming up with very dark energy, I would tell you, like,
what?
Cut the ties and move on. I think she's gone again, Michael.
Yeah, I think she's got a bad line today. But we're going to need to move on anyway to our next caller here. And let's go Canada and Jane. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, Jane. How can I help you?
Hi, Kendra. My company just recently announced a partnership with another company. Will this bring about positive changes? Like, I've been looking for a new job, and I'm not sure if I should stay with this company a little longer or move on to something new.
It's going to enforce some balance. Does that make sense?
Oh, I hope so.
And the partnership is definitely coming up here. So that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's showing that you're thinking. All right. Okay. Can you tell me, I just need some clarification before I deliver this. Who's the man? Do you have a superior that's a man? To you?
My manager is a male. There's a lot of male superiors in my company.
Okay, just because there is some sort of male figure that is currently doing a lot of thinking. So I don't know if the merger, like the new partnership or whatever, is bringing this forward. But there's definitely going to be something positive come out of this. Now, the situation for you is you're not perceiving it that way. So you need to work on changing your perception.
Okay.
It actually looks really good.
Oh, really?
To me. So it's honestly what they're showing me is it's your choice to either stay or go. I can't give you 100%. I just want to, I'm just taking a look at your chakras here just to see. Oh, yeah, okay, that totally makes sense, because I was talking about balance comes up for you. Archangel Metatron, who is the angel of balance, or I don't actually see him or whatever. I just use him in terms because people use it. I actually see the energy of it. he wants you to work with some balancing energy, and you really need to get your sixth chakra or your third eye cleared. It's going to help you see the situation more clearly. I would also highly suggest you speak, take your concerns to your manager, because he is going to maybe ease some of that discomfort for you.
Well, I've spoken to my manager a couple times, but I don't know. I feel like I'm being treated unfairly by him. He's not listening to what I have to say, and, you know,
Is he actually not listening to what you have to say, or does he just you're not being told what you want to be told, right? Because when there's
He's being dismissive.
Pardon me. Okay.
I feel like he's being dismissive. There's some resistance when I ask him certain things, like working from home, you know, moving to another area in the office, like things like that,
I don't think he can give you those answers at this time. I honestly believe you're being heard. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't believe that, because of the way it's showing up to me. It's showing up to me with a mail, and it's showing up to me with image of three feathers, which means that there's contemplation in a new partnership. So if you have addressed him, that's happening behind the scenes. You're not aware of it, okay? So that's why I talked to you. It's about your perception right now. You're not perceiving things clearly, and when I talk to you about your third eye being blocked. Okay?
Okay.
So some third eye guided meditation, six chakra clearings, something like that, energy healing might help you to just work on that a little bit, and you might be able to see things a little bit more clear. Because they're showing me that you're actually in a garden of abundance where you are. Okay.
I'm just surrounded by a lot of negative people at work. That's why, you know, that's the only thing that's why I want to leave.
Absolutely. But you know what? That's going to be everywhere if you're extremely sensitive. So you have to learn how to block that and do your thing. But like I said, it's not saying you can't go. You can definitely look. But if you focus on changing your perception of things, I think you might see something that you really like. You're not going to see a lot of change until I want to say April to June. So if you can hang in there till then, that's fine. But you'll get bits and pieces, okay, as long as you work on seeing things a little differently.
Okay, so it will, you know, if I stay longer, there, you know, things change,
Things are going to change, but you're also going to have to be able to perceive them as changes as well, right?
Yeah.
Because if you keep focus on him being dismissive, that's not going to help you.
Okay.
Because if you stay unhappy with him the whole time, it doesn't matter what changes there, you're going to be unhappy.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, hang in there. It's going to be okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Thank you, Jane. We're gonna squeeze in our final caller here. We've got 5 minutes. Let's welcome from Tennessee, Bear, to the show. Welcome, Bear.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I know here the last couple of minutes of the show, I really appreciate that. I'll try to make it quick. I just was in Colorado last year, living in Breckenridge, and then Portland, Oregon this year because I'm epileptic, so you can kind of get the point of why, I would imagine. You know, it definitely helps. But anyway, I came back to Tennessee, you know, just kind of on a whim that for whatever reason I needed to come back. And I realize why now, because my father passed away about 3 weeks ago in my arms. So he had a massive heart attack. And he was 79. He lived a good long life. And all of that good stuff. When I was with him and his heart stopped and he was dead, I saw like a mist, kind of whitish gray kind of thing that I can't understand, I can't explain it, it's hard to explain, that left his body. at that time, mm-hmm. and I don't know what I believe in, and I don't know. I've just been told that I'm an empath because mm-hmm. I actually flatlined 3 times in the Army during Ranger training, and had to be medevaced out, and the whole time that's where I had the epilepsy from, you know.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, so
I would say you're extremely clairvoyant as well.
That's another,
not just empathic.
That's another word that I've heard thrown around with me as well. Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
but my main question is, do you see and or feel that he is possibly still around in the house? Do you see him roaming? I mean, do you feel him that he's here? Because there's been several situations where I'm going, okay, I just got hit with the biggest ball of electricity I've ever been hit with. You know, different things like that. I mean, he comes up. If it is him, he comes up to me and scares the crap out of me. And it sends a chill on my, you know, the hair up on my arm, you know?
Yep.
And,
absolutely.
And my mom and everybody else around me can be just perfectly fine, and I'm getting goosebumps, and I'm the only one getting hit. You know?
Exactly. I'm going to tell you what I'm getting. So first of all, he's definitely there. You two
wonderful.
Are highly spiritually connected.
Okay.
You need to communicate with him to create the change. Like, please don't do that. Like, very firm in your head or out loud. If you want to say it in front of people, fine. If you don't, that's fine.
I know you're here.
But there are only these times of the days are appropriate. Like, lots of people will get bombarded. You know, in the evenings, people, you know, spirits will make a ruckus in their kitchen or things
right.
like that. When I personally am very sensitive, and so is my little boy. We have communication hours in our house. I put them up with spirits. Like, we communicate.
Really?
From 9 to 6. After that, it ain't happening. Like, you want to stay here and you want to communicate with me, it happens on these hours. If not, I will have you removed. Okay?
Yeah.
So you got to put up your boundaries because spirits are like children. They are very much like children. So you need to put them up and you need to be firm with them.
Okay.
They're talking about your emotional attachment to it.
Yeah, I live on the Trail of Tears, and my mom is full-blooded Cherokee Indian, and so of course that makes me half. I live right. I mean, there's a plaque, a state plaque, that's up like 40 yards away on the main road out here by the house that said this is where they went through. And you know, right now is when my mom and I get in the worst moods, and then her planet. I mean, it's like I have menopause, you know, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean. It's
mm-hmm.
it gets pretty crazy, and it's when we both we don't get along too well, and it's kind of a sad time. But even with that going on, and then you know, Dad passing. It's been pretty rough for the last couple of weeks, but I just wanted to ask that and see what you thought. So thank you very much for that.
You actually just witnessed his spirit leaving his body, just so that's confirmed for you.
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
And I in the corner of my eye over the last couple of weeks, I've seen some things moving around. I've seen, you know, I get that feeling of being watched now, you know,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. I was expecting that, you know, so I kind of knew that was coming. And so I tried to ground myself and go to my little rock that I go to out here on the property. And, you know, it's all the way across the other side of about 30 acres. And it's probably got my butt print in the rock. You know, because I've sat there so much to meditate and everything, and I'm just hoping that, you know, going out there and grounding myself is going to be the best. I mean, do you think that's the best thing for me to do every morning, just to make sure that, you know?
You also need some protection methods, okay? So you might want to read up on some of that and find out what's going to work for you, because grounding is great for the emotional stability, but the protection methods, just so that they don't bother you as much either, so that you're only letting in the good and not the bad energies, okay?
Yeah,
because once you open up, you're accessible by all. You don't just get good. So make sure you're protecting, okay?
Okay. I'm not going to go on. Well, that was another quick question.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
We're already at the top of the hour. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But
no, that's all right. Thank you for letting me make that one last call.
Oh, sure. Oh, anytime, Bear. Anytime.
Okay, man. All right. Y'all have a good night.
Take care.
Good night.
You too. All right. One of our favorite callers into the show, Bear, and loved what he said about, I didn't know he was from Breckenridge. It's my favorite place to go in Colorado with my family for summer vacations. Anyway, Kendra, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Always great when you're on. It's really a pleasure, and we could go hours and hours. I think the calls would never stop. It's amazing to see you blossom from your first show to now. It's just wow. So anyway, you have a great Christmas, New Year's, and we'll see you in the new year.
You bet. Sounds great, Mike. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, everybody. I'll be back live here in 1 hour with Ivory Angelic. Thank you for listening, everybody.